Do you want custom lashes that will truly turn heads at a price that you can afford? Major Look Lashes has you covered. Services includes volume, hybrid, classic, mega volume, and feels. Go online to book your appointment today at treasuresbytrish.glossgenius.com and be sure to follow on Instagram at majorlooklashes.trish. That's T-R-E-S-H. And be sure to mention Locked In Podcast DFW for 10% off. All right? Tuning into another exciting episode of Locked In Podcast. I am TK.
And I'm the Butcher.
And today we're going to talk to y'all about sex.
Ooh.
That's your favorite segment.
Yeah, buddy. You gotta know it. I know a little something about this. Yeah, I know a little something about this.
Well, you mind coming in? Show me what you know.
There you go.
I'll just mess with you.
I'll show you right now. Cut loose.
That's a damn shame. Okay, so what I wanted to speak about was how little is too little and how much is too much. Well, I really don't think there's such a thing as too much.
If the man is breathing hard, he got a heart problem, not as such thing as too much.
Well, that's a difference. I'm talking about like the times, the amount. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So that's something different than if he has a medical condition.
Well, shit.
Right?
I don't have a medical condition.
So I didn't say you did.
I can't fucking tell you.
Okay, so what I wanted to discuss, like I said, was, is there such thing as too little sex?
I think there can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that could cause a problem. I think when your partner have to be like sexually compatible.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, say, you can't be a one weaker and your partner is a five times a weaker, it can lead to a problem.
Are there things that y'all can do? Well, there are things that couples can do to kind of like enhance their experiences, right?
Sure, a lot of goddamn things can do to enhance your experience.
But I mean, if one of them, let's say the guy, he just wasn't into it. Like, he didn't want it five, six times a week. He just wanted it maybe twice, and that was enough for him. And the woman's like, you know what? I need it six sometimes. You need to come on.
Woo!
I think we done opened a can of beer. What you rubbing over there?
I'm talking like that. Shit.
Oh, God, this wine is kicking in. This man is over acting a fool.
I'm talking like that. You scared me when you talk like that.
Scare you?
Yeah.
How did that scare you?
Shit.
I can show you some things. Let me cut this podcast. Hello.
All right, baby. Let's get serious. Here we go. Okay, so any deal breakers with sex with you?
Any deal breakers with sex?
As a guy, are there any deal breakers?
I'm a freaky motherfucker, so I don't know.
Anal.
Not mine. That's what you're talking about. Shit. We do shit. Not anal, but shit.
So that would be a deal breaker for you if I wanted to get a toy in.
Exactly. Shit. Next.
shit.
I said we're going to get serious.
We serious. Next.
Good gracious.
Next.
Okay, what about toys? Are you opposed to toys?
For you. Tell me how you want to. Should I pack all kind of shit in your
head? That's the damn thing. We not finna do it.
We not finna do that. Pack all shit up, shove one after another.
That's a damn shame. Okay, what about other people in a relationship?
Where?
In the bed.
When?
During sex. What you mean when?
Oh, shit, no.
So what would be off limits?
I can tell you something. I know me personally. I got shit. I just never run out for one person. You can't shit. This ain't a team sport. It's just me and you. Shit.
Make it done. I'm good.
Shit, I can figure it out. Shit, just me and you. We can figure it out. Next.
So for a guy, because you are a guy, so I'm going to ask you, is there any turnoffs as far as like if a lady is too kinky? Is there such thing?
No, I don't believe. Not for me. I don't believe so.
I know not for you because you a different kind. I'm talking about for a guy in general. Do you think?
Some guys don't like a lot of shit, but for me, I'm like, no, I burn your kinky ass here.
Come here, bro.
Let's see what let's make it do what it do. Let's see how kinky the kink is. I put a kink in your head.
That's a damn shame. All right, honey, let's continue with withholding sex. What do you feel about that situation, on that topic?
What are you trying to prove by withholding sex?
A lot of women do it as, like, punishment type situation. Like, if they feel like their man is wrong them or they feel like they can't get their way, they withhold sex to try to teach him a lesson.
What? So is sex a reward or a requirement of a relationship? Because if you reward me with sex... What the hell?
Yeah, I guess you can. I can see where you're asking that if it's a reward or a requirement. So as far as requirement goes, would you consider it rape if you just have to take it?
Which part is the lady taking it from the man, or the man taking it from the lady?
If the man is taking it from the lady.
That rape all day long. I don't care how you look at that.
Even if they're like a married couple, you wouldn't consider it.
So if she's kicking and screaming, saying no,
not if she's kicking and screaming, saying no. But I'm like, let's say, because ladies get tired, they headaches, you know, all kind of excuses come up. But let's just say the lady was like, you know what, I'm not really in the mood to just initiate. But if you come on and if you initiate, you know, we can let that happen. Would that be considered the same thing, or would that be just like a, you know what, that's just a lazy type sex?
I never got or understood the headache line.
It ain't no line. Hell, people be having headaches.
So, but hey, sex is, so your head hurts so you can't receive pleasure. That's what I thought sex was. You get some kind of pleasure out of this. So how does a headache equals
but if
no pleasure?
If the lady got to work, she got to come home, she got to take her kids, she got to cook. She got to clean. She got to see after you. Then she got to give up some ass. Sometimes ladies get headaches. It ain't no, it's not a lie.
So do you really have a headache when you say it? Or are you just using it as a not tonight card?
No, because a not tonight would be like a no, not tonight. If I got a headache, damn it, I got a headache.
And how many no, not tonights before somebody draw the line?
That's between, I guess that would be within the relationship. How many not tonights would you take?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Why are you taking on not tonight? Shit. What were you talking about earlier?
Not tonight.
Oh, shit. We'll see.
Would you take lazy sex over no sex?
Yes. Sex is sex, but... I prefer a willing partner, like, do some flips. Swing from the chandelier or some shit.
I see. And you want all of that after this woman done been to work, she done cooked your meal, she done cleaned your house, she done took care of kids, and you want to flip on some silver, on some chandeliers?
Okay, we ain't got no kids that need to be taken
care of. I'm not saying us. I'm saying just, ladies in general, because yeah. I've heard it before. I've heard it too many times before, so I'm just trying to you know, get it out and open.
But after doing out, that's what I'm saying. If sex is something you enjoy, I don't see how, even if you did all that, you mm-hmm. would still want to have sex, because you, and somehow somebody got the rules twisted around that men seem to enjoy sex more than women do.
And that's not always the case.
No, but how they do it, the way with the scenario you just laid out, made it seem as if the man is just laying in the room, his feet crossed, can't wait till she finish doing all these chores so he can jump up on her.
Sometimes that's how it seems to ladies. Seems like the man is just the hump horse, just hump, 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 just one hump, like rabbit.
I think.
And lady just want to just lay down and relax.
But that's where I'm saying is, why come to sex is not enjoyable for her? Why come to that? Let me get these chores done so I can get me some sex.
And it can be like that sometimes. I'm not saying it's not like that for a lot of ladies.
Oh, it's get this stuff done, and it's, I don't even want to go in there because I know he just sitting there waiting to jump my bones.
I think that kind of thing comes from every time the lady is around. Like if she walking out in her panties or walking out naked, he turning into something sexual. That's the saying, you know, it's just letting it happen.
Well, keep some clothes on then. Don't come around me.
This ain't got nothing.
I know, but I'm saying, don't come around me naked with your drawers on, shit.
So a lady can't be comfortable in her own space?
Shit, I guess you want to give me some rest.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Ladies can feel comfortable in their own spaces if they want to be naked, if they want to be in their panties and bra without having to be overly sexualized.
Shoot, man.
They can.
Ooh, well, you better find some real big panties and some real big bras.
What if she want to look sexy for herself?
Yeah, but you better put what, some of the old bloomers, them old swimsuits,
like long, like shorts.
Yeah, back in the 30s.
Ain't nobody finna do that.
Shit. Don't come around me and shit. You gonna get peeked at.
That's a shame. Okay, well, we're gonna wrap that up for sex on this part. We're gonna get to the favorite part of the show, y'all. The fucked up shit that people do. Hey, y'all, today on the fucked up shit people do, we're going to hit on this mass shooting that happened in Buffalo, New York that killed 10 people.
Normally, I got something funny to say or talk a lot of bullshit, but this is a serious fucking matter. Mm-hmm. What makes people think they can walk in a public place and just start letting off rounds at people?
And he was on an app, I think they called it Twitch. I remember, you know, these new stuff. But he was on an app kind of like going live where he was going to do what he did. Like, and then somebody was saying, well, why the app didn't kind of like shut that down and get the police involved whenever he was going to kill those people. And then when the police arrested him, of course, he was arrested peacefully, handcuffed. No, he wasn't shot, or he didn't get beat with the billy club.
That's the part I don't get.
Yeah. You know what that is.
This motherfucker walks out of here with just handcuffs on. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to call an ambulance. They didn't have to get anybody else involved. He got to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
After killing 10 people.
10 people, yeah.
He got to go to jail peacefully.
And then the security guard that was trying to stop him, he ended up getting killed too. And he was like the nice guy. And everybody loved him. He was like a loved guy. I forget his name. Condolences to his family, because that's just, it's fucked up. I mean, that's ain't nowhere else to put it.
That is, we should call this the goddamn shame part of the show. Yeah, because that's what it is.
Yes, it really is. It's so sad, and so that privilege that they show, that's I'm at a loss for words. Here you go, get George Floyd, he get killed over a counterfeit bill, in the goddamn streets, and then this motherfucker get handcuffed peacefully after killing 10 people.
That's the system. Call it what you want to call it. But like I said, we picked this topic, but I really don't have much to say about this topic.
Mm-hmm. Just hearts go out to all the families that lost their loved ones. It's tragic. It's sad. It's senseless. All of this is just the fucked up shit that people do.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Locked In Podcast, DFW. We're going to bring y'all another lovely episode next week. By the way, did y'all book y'all last appointment? What y'all waiting on?